June 13, 2015. It's a date Heber resident Ann Hoffman says she won't forget. It's the day her 13-year-old son, Andrew, was hit by a car on Heber's Main Street right in front of the Dairy King.
He was crossing the street, and he made it almost all the way across the street, and unfortunately, a semi had stopped to yield to him, and the person that was in the next lane over didn't yield, and she hit him at like 35 miles an hour. So he's pretty lucky to be alive.
Andrew suffered a broken arm and a broken leg. Heber City Police Officer Shayla Thompson says police see auto pet accidents or near misses on Main Street too often. She says there's a lot of traffic thanks to the area's appeal to tourists.
We have Deer Creek, we have Jordanelle, we have Strawberry, we have all of those wonderful camping areas. So in the summer months, we have a very large transient population that travels through our city to get to these wonderful, beautiful recreation areas. On Thursdays, when we have our Farmers Market and Concert in the Park series, our motorist population on Main Street is insane.
Thompson says Heber police were hearing about it.
It was very frustrating for the community because they were making numerous complaints to the Heber City Police Department saying, you need to do something with this road. And the only thing that we could do was traffic control or crosswalk enforcement.
Heber police did crosswalk enforcement all summer long. An officer dressed in a bright green vest waving a green pedestrian flag would walk across Main Street. What happened next, Thompson says, was an eye-opener.
We would wait to see if anybody would stop. We actually, on the average, we would write, in a 90-minute period of time, we would write 20 crosswalk violation citations. So this new HOC system that UDOT is installing is something that we are very excited about.
So what is the HOC system? It's a crossing signal activated by a pedestrian. UDOT will install it on 250 South Main Street, right by the sidewalk coming out of City Park. When the pedestrian's ready to cross the road, they push a button. That activates a yellow blinking light. UDOT's Eileen Barron takes it from there.
The pattern of the HOC signal, which is, it starts with a flashing yellow to warn drivers to prepare to stop, followed by a solid red, which brings traffic to a stop to allow the pedestrians across, and then it goes to a flashing red condition so that cars can approach the crosswalk, look to see if it's clear, and then proceed if no one is in the crosswalk. It also includes a countdown signal. So someone who's approaching the HOC signal and maybe didn't cross initially still has time to see the countdown and possibly use that flashing red condition to cross.
Barron says UDOT hopes to have the pedestrian crossing in place by this winter. Once it's installed, they'll remove the crossing zones at 200 South and 300 South. That forces pedestrians to walk to the middle of the block to use the HOC system. UDOT will also put up no parking signs on that block so motorists can see pedestrians better. UDOT also plans to install digital Your Speed signs at both ends of town so approaching motorists will see exactly how fast they're going. A recent UDOT study shows most traffic goes 41 to 42 miles an hour in the 35-mile-per-hour speed zone. Ann Hoffman says city leaders seemed pleased when UDOT engineer Brian Phillips presented his Main Street plan at last week's city council meeting.
They were euphoric. They were in awe because he came up to the microphone and he said, I have some good news for you. You've been approved for this. You've been approved like for three things that were approved for that night, the things that they have been asking for and improvements that they have been begging for.
As for her son, Andrew, he started school this week. And he hopes his accident this summer will provide a life-saving lesson for his peers.
My son volunteered to go like to the schools with them or to help educate students on using, go the extra half a block walk to the crosswalk lights and not attempt to cross that street at an uncontrolled intersection. So that's Andrew's last part of this, is that he's just going to do whatever he can to educate people so that this never happens again.
I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.